We're in Shimon Shin Lamed now, and we'll be doing the first three Sivim. Yoledes hi kechol sheyesh bo sakana. A woman giving birth is like a chol sheyesh bo sakana. U'mechalen oleas haShabbos l'chol ma shetzricha. And you break Shabbos for everything she needs. Korin lo chachoma mimokom lamokom u'malyaldim osa. You're allowed to call a professional. You're allowed to call a midwife from any place. And what you do is you help her give birth. U'madligen lo ner. And if it's dark, you light a candle. Afili hisumar means you can turn on the light, even if she's blind. Umikol makom b'chol ma sheyachol l'shanos mishanim. If there's any way that you can do a shinu, you're supposed to. Could go in and tzricham lavi lo kli mevi lo chavrata toli besara v'chein kal yotze b'zeh. A friend of hers should carry it in her hair. Now there was a machlokas to mechaber in the Ramah generally when someone is in a matzav of sakonis nefashis. And you can do something ayyidei shinui, are you mechuyev to or not? The Mechaber holds you do not have to, the Ramah holds you do. Over here, the Mechaber is moda. The reason is moda is because childbirth is a sakana tivis. Most women survive childbirth. It's something that comes by nature, it's not an accident. As a result of that, the halachi is that anything that can be done with a shinui must. Now, the halachi is, the Mishtabura says that a woman in her ninth month should always have prepared whatever she's going to need to give birth for Shabbos. So for example, where it's customary for women to pack their suitcase should they go into labor, to go into the hospital, Erev Shabbos, she should take out of the suitcase anything that she will not need on Shabbos itself. The halacha of turning on the light is even if she doesn't ask for it, even if it's dark. And in the case of a woman who's blind, we say even there, she feels more comfortable that other people are taking care of her better because they can see what they're doing. In the case of a woman that needs oil, she's asking for oil, and there's no Erev around, and you want to bring it from another place. So you're better off taking a little bottle of oil and having her friend hang it from her hair, rather than putting oil in her hair and then taking it from there, because of the chashash of schita b'seir. If she just needs a little bit of oil, a woman can go and smear it on her hands and then carry it there. Sivbeis kusis ein miyaldin osa b'Shabbos. A non-Jewess, you're not allowed to help her give birth on Shabbos. During the week, you're allowed to because of Eva. On Shabbos, you can explain to them, we only break Shabbos for people who keep Shabbos. If that is not going to work, and there'll still be Eva. So generally speaking, we hold that Eva is only mater a darabona, not a daraisa, unless it's real pikuach nefesh. And the Mishtabura talks about the doctors that are makel, and they're really wrong. Siv Gimel. Nikres Yoledes. There are three shitas in the Gemara of when a woman is considered a Yoledes for Chilul Shabbos. L'chalal Shabbos, the first sheet is Mishateshev ala mashber, either when she sits on the birthing stool, in other words, she's about to deliver, or when she starts bleeding. Or she can no longer walk. Kivin Shinir Echad Meilo Machalanov Sashabas, the Machaber Paskins, to be Machmir, meaning for Pikuach Nefesh, in any one of the three. Now, La Halacha, the Poskim say that once a woman is having regular contractions, she is considered in labor, and you are allowed to break Shabbos in order to get her to the hospital. The Mishtabura already points out that if you wait for these signs, you may not have enough time to prepare. So the truth is that they were talking about giving birth at home, where you didn't really have to do all that Chilul Shabbos until she actually gives birth. Whereas here, if we're talking about getting hold of a car or an ambulance to get her to the hospital, so you don't wait until she can no longer walk.